This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Man, what a difference the temperature makes, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
I walked out this morning to put my trash out about 6:30 or 7, and I was like shocked. Like, it had a physical effect on my body. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're like, hey, it's not terrible.
Well, I think the heat, I mean, you guys can speak for yourselves, but I think the past couple of days, once that heat's been going on for a certain period of time, it really affects your mood in a way where it's like, it's subconscious. You can't help it. It just, things seem more bleak.
Yeah.
I'm personally like more irritable.
Yeah.
So you take that pressure away and it's like, I'm a brand new person.
No, we've noticed that about you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
I'm sure you have.
Like, I hope this heat wave breaks. Hey, Vic, join us on the...
I looked at the door. Like, who's here?
So sometimes you guys can see comments on your computers that I can't see, and I'm always like, what's going on?
Really?
Yeah, that's weird. See Vic's comment.
Yeah. He says, happy Wednesday.
Well, happy Wednesday to you too, Vic.
You can join us on the stream on Facebook or YouTube and just kind of watch us do what we do. National Radio Day today.
It's a federal holiday, right?
Should be.
Yeah.
It is.
Should be.
Well, appreciate the listeners.
No, radio's been a big deal. Like, I was listening to Chris and Amy talk about it today, and I have sort of similar stories in that the very first radio station I ever listened to was KMOX because that's what my mom and dad listened to. And back in the 70s when I was little, it was 24/7. I mean, almost literally. My mom was a terrible, terrible sleeper, and she had a little, cute little speaker, looked like a donut, that she would put under her pillow every night and listen to KMOX. And so it was always on, and I've told the stories before, when I was a teenager and my dad and I had nothing to talk about, we would listen to Buck and Shannon do the Cardinals games, we could talk about that, and the morning march I hated because it was when I was eating my cereal, getting ready for school, and I didn't want to go to school, and then it's like... And then, like, you know, hearing J.C. Corcoran the first time in 1984 when I was young and full of, you know, Watt and Vinegar and, my relationship with Stephen D.C. And it's just crazy that I ended up making my living at it for 25 years. Just weird. Life's weird.
Did not expect that.
Did not see that one coming.
Nope.
No. Did not expect it.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia article for radio in the United States. In 1923, 1% of U.S. households owned at least one radio receiver.
1%?
1%. By 1931, a majority of American households and 75% owned a radio receiver by 1937.
Cool.
It spread like wildfire.
It's a anniversary for Kevin, too, right?
Close to it.
Oh, never mind then.
I don't know the exact date because I'm stupid and I don't pay attention to those things. But, like, this month is the 19th year since I moved to St. Louis to start at KMOX.
Nice.
And then I had that little gap in there. So I haven't been here 19 years, but
yeah. But you've been in St. Louis.
Been, yeah. crazy that that's that long. So we were figuring it out. Like, you know, how old were you, Andrew? 16?
16.
That's weird. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's weird. Amy said she'd forgotten about the morning march until I just brought it up. Oh, I hated it. I hated it. First of all, it was stupid music. Marches are dumb. And then I was heading to school, so I was just like nervous stomach all the time. It's just one of those memories.
You can never like something on the radio if you're on your way to school with it.
Oh, my goodness. No.
So you brought this up about the radios, right? Do you know why nobody had them?
No. Mm-mm.
They were insanely expensive.
Oh, really?
So in the 1920s, a radio that people, just the one you put in your house, was a lot of times was more than $200.
Which would be
in
thousands.
It's thousands now.
That's wild.
Yeah.
No wonder. That's crazy. Well, I guess when it's the like highest form of live entertainment that you had at the moment, it's going to be expensive, right?
It would be
right?
like a home movie theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, watching the Ken Burns baseball documentary, they talk a lot about radio and what radio meant to baseball. And people would, I mean, it was like the thing to do. Like if someone had a radio, you went to their house and you made bonbons or whatever and you just sat around and listened to
whatever the shows were.
Radio plays and things like that.
Yeah. So in the 1930s, the cheapest radio you could buy was $40, which is like the equivalent of $500-$600 now.
Yeah.
That was the cheapest one you could get.
Do you remember getting your first radio? Mine was like a boombox.
Oh, yeah. The first one I had in my room was my parents' old stereo when they got a new one.
Yeah.
My first radio was a boombox dual cassette player, so you could record from one to the other. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Radio Day, Dave Hines. Dave's with us every day.
Happy National Radio Day.
We put up a video.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, go check that out. Yeah.
Check it. Peep it.
Our boss's boss came by the office today, and she's like, nice job putting up social media, because we just so rarely do. But she was like, it's amazing. She's like, the Glover Show is amazing. She said, you guys yesterday put up a picture of an ice cream sandwich on a blanket, and it went crazy.
It did.
So.
Well, I mean, when you get a rarity like that.
Sure.
When's the last time any of us had seen an ice cream sandwich sitting on a blanket?
Probably never.
I can tell you from my own eyes, never.
Yeah. Yeah, I had dinner with Nick last night, and we were talking about it, and he said, no, I didn't think that the blanket was going to get the ice cream sandwich dirty. He's like, clearly it was, and clearly you're a disgusting human. But he said, having nightly experience with the Fat Boy ice cream sandwich, it starts to melt really quickly, and I figured you're going to get it all over your bear blanket. So.
Okay. Yep. That would be my worry, but you said
it
you took care of that.
It was fine.
You took care of that.
No, it was fine. No. Of the things I should worry about,
yeah,
I never worry about
them. So what's the Dave protocol? Let's say that ice cream did drip on that blanket. What's the Dave protocol?
Dave would go and get some Scott paper towels, wet them, rub it down, and let it dry.
And then just flip the blanket around, or would you leave it where it was?
Depends.
Depends how bad the
mess
was.
Depends on how bad it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can flip it.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I mean, if it's something grosser, then maybe different, but it's just a little ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do a lot of eating on the couch.
Yeah.
You guys like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nonstop.
Yeah, we have like a little dining room table kind of thing.
Bragger.
But we only really eat there if it's like something that's like
state
would be
dinner.
Well, something that would no, those will go on the couch. It's like something that would be like almost impossible to eat on the couch without making an enormous
mess.
What
would that be?
I don't know, like a big
fajitas.
Big plate of beans, I don't know.
Big plate of beans.
Yum.
Yeah, like if we were to do like barbecue with baked beans or whatever, you know, that'd be hard to.
Are you a bean guy?
Not really.
You just keep referring to beans.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of things that would be like really like hard to eat. Like when I go on my little chair, which I have my little chair, I'm like practically laying down. So it's very hard to eat. Now I survive. But it's very hard to like eat things without making a huge mess.
You ever eaten in the hammock?
No.
That would seem hard.
The hammock doesn't get used anymore.
Really?
It's become this very, who could have seen that coming?
Right.
That it's become this very stupid, enormous albatross in our living room.
And just like, I'm not mad about it or bitter, but
I just got to figure out how to rip this thing apart without.
Won't allow it to be taken down?
I think she would if I tried it. I'm just, now it's become like, like everything, like the hammock, it's become like a place to stash things where the cat can't get to it. Mm-hmm. So now it's like a store. Now it's a, like a legitimate storage space.
Wait,
in
the cat
house.
Can't get in the hammock, or just won't?
Just won't.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure she could.
I'm like, that seems like a pretty easy thing to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'm sure she could. But
she's like, that hammock is a waste of money, and I am not getting
it. I ain't touching that.
She's on proving team, a point.
She's on yeah. Dad's team there.
It's a so she doesn't like, she likes steadiness. She doesn't like when she would like, you know, try to hop on the hammock and it would like move back yeah. and forth. That makes her nervous, and so she'd jump off. So, yeah, it's just become like, if I don't want the cat to mess with something, I can place it on the hammock, and she won't bother it. Which is the only way, because she loves to get up into stuff that she should not be up into.
So it's kind of a version of a treadmill coat hanger.
Yeah. It that's exactly. Hanger. No, yeah, that is precisely what I'm talking about. Okay. It has become a treadmill coat hanger for sure.
All right. Get it. I get it.
Yeah. It held my nice my nice clothes for the wedding before we left on the trip. Had them like folded on the hammock for like a week.
Put them in their spot. You know where they go.
It held them and took great care.
When no one's in it.
Obviously, they're on the hammock.
When no one's in it, is the hammock flat or is it just a tube?
I'm not positive I understand the question.
So like we used to have
doesn't roll itself
a
back
hammock
up.
When I was a kid. And
oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's just like a line, like a yeah. Okay. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's like
it's
a
like
flat,
Gilligan and Skippers.
Yeah, it's like a flat open space.
It seems like it'd be really in the way.
It is. Yeah.
Have you tripped over it?
Yes. Remember, I tripped over it and I fell. And when my wife came out from the bedroom to investigate, she said it was the loudest sound she had ever heard. And she said she thought a car drove through the front of the house.
Do you ever think maybe your wife's trying to kill you?
I went down freaking hard.
Now, was she talking about the noise, that the impact sound, or
yeah,
you yelling?
The sound of, I didn't make it a sound. Oh, it was okay. A silent death.
Oh, good.
I was just like, here we go. And I just went, bam.
This is how I die.
Just straight.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't hurt at all. I mean, it's not that far off the ground. It's just, you know, an old house with a big hollow basement after a man of stature like myself goes down onto the super thin floors. I'm lucky I didn't just break right through them, which was a concern in the milliseconds as I'm going down. I'm like,
I'm going to go through the floor.
Mm-hmm. I have fallen down the stairs and had enough time to consider which ER I'm going to go to.
Yeah. It feels like, I don't know what it is. There's a chemistry thing in your brain where your brain slows down.
You're thinking like, well, as long as the ankle works, I can probably get to Alton Memorial. I don't want to go to St. Anthony's.
Yeah.
Man.
Have you guys seen, Wheels, I know this is a big thing for you, but on my TikTok, I'm getting, just in the past week, tons of children running out on professional baseball fields. Have you seen this?
I saw the one yesterday.
Now there's like five of them out there. And I'm not talking about kids like 18.
No, they're like 12.
Yes. And they're tackling them.
Good. Stay in the stands.
You want them to tackle 12-year-olds?
Sure. Stay off the field. And if you're a parent, don't let your kid on the field. I mean, and they didn't beat him up or anything. They just tackled him.
I mean, that could break bones.
But you could stop him.
Well, what are they supposed to let me get on Wheeler's side.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do?
Let's go.
Be like, please stop running across the
field. I mean, you can place hands on him, but you don't have to like body check him to the ground.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Dude.
You don't got
to
RKO him. You can
And here's the thing. That 12-year-old's not like the 20-year-old who's drunk. That 12-year-old is sober, and he's doing it because he thinks it's funny because there's never any consequences to his actions.
That 12-year-old is far too powerful.
So maybe get tackled. Maybe you'll realize, crap, there are consequences when I do stupid things.
This 12-year-old is far too impressive and powerful. We must physically annihilate him.
Yeah, I'm all about the medieval punishment for people that go on sports fields or anything like that. Because I don't care. I don't care.
Would you tackle the 12-year-old?
Yes, if he's doing that, for sure. Would I give him extra? No, I'm not going to try to hurt him, but I'm definitely going to get him on the ground so we can get this little jerk out of here.
Your turn.
Let's go, Rach. Yeah, so what are you doing about it, Rach?
I mean, what are we supposed to tase him? Seems like the best way to get them.
There has to be a way that you can physically subdue a 12-year-old child without, as I said, like ring-dinging him into the ground with a pro wrestling move.
First
there
all,
absolutely simply must be
even if there were,
a way that you
still
can pick him up Nah. Like, put your hands on his shoulders.
Nah. Even if it was easy to wrangle him, he deserves the message because he did something that he shouldn't have done, and he knew he shouldn't have done it. You have to have consequences, not just like, okay, Johnny, time to go back to your seat.
So you cool with parents hitting their kids?
What's that?
You cool with parents hitting their kids?
Smacking them, spanking them, sure. Beating them, no.
Tackling them?
Difference. No, there's a difference.
Slamming them onto the ground?
There's a difference between a smack or a spank and a beating. Beatings are bad.
That's exactly my point.
Beatings are bad.
You can do the equivalent of spanking this 12-year-old boy without grabbing him and throwing him to the ground as a grown man.
Well. That'll go well. A security guy spanking a 12-year-old on TV on the field.
We have lost the
What's
plot.
What's happened?
We have
Come on, man.
Keeps moving the goalposts.
Listen, the kid stays in the seats, period. If you don't want the consequence, now, if it's a 7-year-old, no, don't tackle the 7-year-old.
If you don't want Kevin Wheeler beating up your kid.
No, stay in your seats.
Stay in the seats.
Amy, why is this hard, man?
Amy is Team Skibbity. She says,
yeah,
I
let's
agree
go,
with
Amy.
Kevin.
Telling you, dude, stay in
Can't
your seats.
Can't believe you and Wheels and Amy want to spank children.
No, I don't. I want to tackle a 12-year-old brat who's being a jerk.
No, I think it's great. No, I agree. We should all
no,
beat
I
the hell out of kids.
What we should do is we should just let the 12-year-old out there juking all the old men trying to catch him, and then let it linger 15 minutes instead of 4 minutes.
Who cares? Delay the game.
Yeah, sure. Let's let that happen.
Who cares?
Everybody
cares.
Yeah,
I would rather delay a baseball game than beat up a kid.
Yeah, what punishment's going to make you not do that? It's getting your ass kicked. That will make kids not do that.
Yeah. Hey, tale as old as time. No, people have been doing that since the Middle Ages.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deterrent when you don't want to get your ass beat.
That's millions of fathers have been saying that to their sons for
decades.
Andrew, I get where you're coming from, where you say there's got to be a better way to subdue them. What is that better way? Like, what approach would you
take? Ask him nicely and pat him on the shoulder.
I mean, I agree. Like I said, I agree you can put hands on the kid.
I don't think it's that hard. I can run down, eventually, any 12-year-old out there, put my hands on his shoulders, and stop him.
That is precisely what I am referring to.
Especially if I have 5 guys helping me.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, grab him and put your entire body weight as a grown man on top of the kid.
What we're not talking about is, where are the parents?
Yeah.
How does a 12-year-old
kid that's the key
get away from parents and jump onto Busch Stadium?
And we should treat that just like we treated the fireworks thing here. That should be like a $5,000 fine
for
the parents.
We should beat the hell out of them.
Mom, and we should spank
them. $5,000 fine for your parents if your kid's on the field at a sporting event. Period.
We should pick him up and do the Batman Bane thing over and
break
him. Their back.
Break him.
DGS. Boy, people are all about tackling kids. Dave says, if you're over 5 feet tall, you're getting tackled.
I think it's great. No, I think it's wonderful. And I think if you're out in public,
spanking the parents is the way to go.
I think if you're out in public and you see some dad like just wailing on his kid for misbehaving or whatever, I think you probably look at that and you go, yeah, it's the only way to get him to not do it anymore. Really, the only answer is violence.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the real answer is just pat him on the back and say, have a nice day.
There's only one way to teach kids a lesson, and that is to beat them with physical violence. I'm glad that we've established that and that so many people feel that
way. In that specific case, sure. Not in every case, no. But in that case, yeah. You know you're doing it wrong. You're doing it in front of tens of thousands of people on TV. Get what you get. Sorry. You want to go play on the highway, guess what? You're probably going to get hit by a car. That's the consequence. The cars aren't going to be like, oh, well, I'll go around you.
Are you becoming less comfortable with Team Skibbity?
Well, Andrew is qualifying this in a way that I don't feel comfortable with, but like, there's a bit of false equivalency going on.
Big time false equivalency, yeah.
I don't think so.
I think there's a huge difference, actually. If there's a better way to take care of the situation, then I'm all for it. But I also see the point of, like, if security people are like, dude, this kid is, like you said, like, juking around, like,
you can shoot him with pepper balls.
Not in favor of that.
I was gonna say, I think it's a lot less dangerous. Just tackle the kid.
It'd be more entertaining to see him get shot with pepper balls.
He's turning it into an episode of Jackass.
Yeah. Put a few pepper ball snipers around. Maybe you win it. Like, throw it out of first pitch.
Could be a whole game. They could bet on it live in real time.
Sorry about that. That's a really short segment, but we just went too long with tackling kids.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, guys. TGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you.
And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose.
Aging is really weird, and every day in my show prep, I get stories about, oh, we found a way to reverse wrinkles in mice and all that kind of stuff. Let's just assume that in the next 20 years, they figure that out, and they can really, truly de-age you by 25 years. So I have learned in my 60 years that you can almost not avoid becoming wiser. Like, over the decades, and you make mistakes, and you get spanked for it, and you're like, no, I shouldn't do that again. And so I'm much wiser. I'm not a wise person, but I'm much wiser than I was at 40. If they developed a pill that could take us back to looking 35, or keep you looking 35, do you think just living life, regardless of how you look, would do the same thing to you? And so a 60-year-old who looks 35 years old would still be just as wise? Or do you think the youthful face and body would keep you being dumb? If you get my question.
Well, it also affects how other people treat you.
Yes. Yes. It affects everything.
Yeah. Like your mood every day, mm-hmm. whatever. I think you would still accumulate. You wouldn't stay 35, but it would be a different experience. Right? I mean, yeah. you would have more positive experiences. You wouldn't have the day-to-day, oh, why does that hurt kind of thing. But then you would also not be treated differently by people that are that age. And again, not necessarily even an intentional, even negative way. It's just sometimes it's even a positive way where maybe you get a little extra respect or whatever because you're older than someone.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be different for sure.
I mean, I think it would erase some of the boundaries that we have now as far as like, well, everyone can tell I'm older, so maybe I need to act right in this situation.
Yeah.
if everyone looks the same, then it's like everyone can kind of behave poorly and get away with it until you check IDs.
I mean, you may live in this world. You know, you're young enough that by the time you're 50, they might have something that de-ages you to the age you are now. How weird. Wouldn't that just be so weird?
It would be weird to go back. I think if I could, like, freeze myself right now, I don't think that would be that weird. But if I was able to just, like, revert back to 25 or something, that would be quite odd, yes. Yeah.
I was also thinking, I had a thinking night last night, that I've said this many times, but when I was Rachel's age, very, very few people talked about politics.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's become kind of everything. And just it's just sort of like the water we swim in now. And it's so weird because, like, for example, I'm really into baseball. And if I meet someone else who's really into baseball, we talk about it. But if I meet a new person, they're like, oh, what are your hobbies? Like, oh, I play old man baseball. And they're like, oh, I never picked up the game. Doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not going to continue to talk about baseball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas with politics, it seems like you just now, it's like, don't talk about politics or religion and mixed company. And now it's the opposite. You're almost forced to do it.
Well, forgive me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't seem like politics were so intertwined with identity back then.
No.
No.
Like, I mean, it, to a degree, but it was a much lesser degree.
It was a private thing.
Yeah, and it was, but it was also like not as hardcore.
No, not right? even close.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think the political parties have pushed for this to be the case?
Yeah.
Because there are, I can think of like an instance a couple years ago, I was hanging out with like a new group of people, and there were just a lot of kind of political statements being made. And after a while, I was like, oh, they're just like checking to see if I'm someone they want to hang out with. Mm-hmm. Like, because they're bringing up things that it's like, yeah, if we disagree on this topic, probably don't want to begin a new friendship. And I think that's fair.
So just kind of poking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, would you want to become friends with someone and then 4 months later realize you have like a deep disagreement on how life actually is? That's not a choice that like individuals have necessarily made. But the political parties gain from us like having these differences.
Yeah, you just said like, you have, you know, big differences on how life actually is. And that's one of the differences between 1985 and 2025 is I think with very, very few exceptions, even political people didn't view it as this is how life is.
That's right.
So much of it was like, you know, Democrats want to tax and spend and Republicans just want to make money.
Tax cuts.
Period. Yeah. End of sentence. Yeah. That was it. It wasn't this whole like, this is how you live and this is how the world is and these are good people and these are bad people. It really, really, truly wasn't like that.
Yeah. This is as close as I get to anything conspiratorial, and the way that I keep it from being a conspiracy in my head is I don't think it's like a group of people that get together and decide to do it. I just think people realized it.
It was in their best interest.
This is the best cover that the wealthiest of the wealthy have is to keep us fighting each other. And it's not a coincidence that it's happened in the time where fewer and fewer huge companies with really important people at the top, with investors that are companies like BlackRock and things like that. The more we fight with each other and yell at each other, less we notice that we're being ripped off by billionaires. That everything in the system is geared toward the richest people in the world. I'm not, again, not talking about your friend that's worth $15 million. I'm not talking about a baseball player that makes $400 million. That's not the kind of wealthy we're talking about. We're talking about the people that are worth multiples of billions, which is a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the population. Yet the rules of the game are so far in their favor. And they're the ones that get to make the rules because they have the money to lobby,
to affect it,
to get the right people that they want in positions of political power.
And they found a very happy, willing partner in the media.
Sure. And well, a lot of those people own media companies, which is kind of the point, right? And it's not, again, it's not 100%. I honestly don't think that there's like a message being passed down. I don't think the boss, the owner, the rich guy is going, okay, here's your talking points. You just hire the people you think will do this, who for their own beliefs will be saying the things that will, they don't, I don't think any of those people care about left or right. They care about the divide existing, because so long as we fight each other, we're not looking up there going, man, that really sucks. Why don't we fix that? Why do they need to get as much as they do when the rest of us are scraping and clawing?
That's why I'm a big fan of minding my own business when it comes to the choices people make in their lives. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not actively hurting another person.
Yeah.
If I'm getting caught up in what you're doing, then I'm just mired in the BS that Wheels is just referencing.
Yeah.
Like, this is very much engineered for you to hate certain groups of people and put them into columns and only see them one certain way. That is a manipulation. We are all humans. We should have the same values at the end of the day. When we get super caught up in like, but I don't really like what you're doing in the bedroom. Okay. You can choose to just not focus on that and focus on yourself and your bedroom and not stop making it everyone else's problem. Because when we're fighting over stuff like that, we just keep getting beaten down by the ruling class.
And if, say, for example, I believe that gay sex is a sin punishable by hell, and you're gay and you're married, we're not going to find common ground on that topic.
Yeah.
And, but you can still be friends. You can still be coworkers, but we're probably not going to find an accommodation.
You can still be friends?
I think so. Well,
I mean, think of it from the perspective of a gay person.
No, that's a good point.
It's like, you think my lifestyle is an abomination.
It's a fair point.
Well, let's go grab a drink. Yeah. Like, I could see, like, not wanting to be friends at that point.
But, I mean, this is kind of the thing, right? If you were to take even the furthest left and right people that you can think of, but they're basically living the same life, you know, economically, neighborhoods, whatever, the number of similarities vastly outweighs the differences. There are going to be 100 similarities for every difference in your day-to-day, like your requirements for bills, taking care of your kids.
True.
All of the, like, that's all going to be the same. And it's only these ideas that we fight about. And they're just ideas. What purpose does that serve? Who does that? Does that help you? Does that help me? It doesn't help me at all. All it leads to is a broken system. A system where there's no compromise allowed. And compromise is historically how we got great progress in the United States of America. Right? I mean, the Constitution was nothing but a big group of compromises. Those original colonies had to compromise to get to a thing where they could agree. And now that's not allowed. Because if you compromise, you're weak. Well, then nothing's going to get done. And that just allows people who are already in power to stay there and gain even more.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you guys see the story about the judge who flubbed up the verdict?
No.
26-year-old Alton Oliver was on trial in Georgia last week facing murder charges. He was accused of killing a cop. And the jury found him not guilty, but the judge read the verdict guilty.
Ooh.
And 20 seconds went by while this guy's freaking out and his family's bawling. And then a juror said, "That's not right." And he said... The judge says, "Oh, is it not guilty?" And they said, "Yes." And he laughed and said, "Sorry for my, oh, I apologize for my mispronunciation." I think this guy should be suspended. I think he should be censored. This is what you do. You have people's lives in your hands. This is what you do. There's no bigger mistake you can make than guilty or not guilty. Take a couple minutes, idiot. Read it. Maybe write it down yourself. Shame on you. Yeah. You're a disgrace to the bar.
So, Dave, how does it work? When they bring the verdict, the judge knows before everyone files into the courtroom, or is he reading it at the same time?
They typically hand it to the judge first.
Uh-huh.
The judge reads it carefully.
Yes.
And then either makes the pronunciation, the head juror does, or the clerk of the court.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
So, because I was going to say, like, well, even if he said it wrong, he could be a lot more respectful in correcting his mistake. But from what you're describing, like, the mistake just shouldn't be made in the first place.
No. I don't think this mistake should ever be made.
Agreed, but there's a better way to respond when you screw up.
For sure.
It should be a million apologies. I'm sorry, that was awful.
Yes.
Not, well, I mispronounced it. You didn't mispronounce. That's not funny.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that man's life just flashed in front of his eyes, and his family went through that moment of fear and trauma because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Your apology better not come with a laugh. Otherwise, take a nice long unpaid vacation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Want some fun facts?
Yes.
Yes.
There are 14 companies in the world that are over 1,000 years old.
What? Whoa, that's cool.
And 9 of them are in Japan.
Really?
Oh, that makes sense.
Isn't it crazy?
Is one of them the East India Company?
Doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't say. Taco Bell originally started as a hot dog stand called Bell's Drive-In.
Yum.
I think I watched a YouTube video about this.
Yeah. I'd have gone there.
Delish.
Instead of once upon a time, Korean fairy tales start with in the old days when tigers used to smoke.
What?
Kind of get you in the mood.
Yeah. I'm ready to settle in for a nice story.
Tigers, what did they smoke?
Tigers used to be a lot cooler.
Yeah, they did. They did. Bad boys. The Wright brothers really didn't pioneer flying together. Wilbur did all the work, but Orville is evidently something of a wuss. And so he gave him half the credit so that he would stop having his feelings hurt.
Man, ain't that the way it always goes?
There's always
ain't that the way.
There's always...
I know that's right.
A man is going viral on TikTok for spending months buying and returning 110-pound anvils from Amazon.
just for the fun of it, huh? That guy, too.
He does deserve to get tackled because the delivery person is being punished for your prank. That is so wrong and not okay.
That is messed up. Yeah, you can tackle that guy.
The FDA is warning Americans not to eat, sell, or serve Walmart's Great Value raw frozen shrimp because they are contaminated with radiation.
Duh!
I had those twice last week, and then I saw this story.
Did you really?
And so I'm feeling great. Yep.
I glow in the dark now, but I feel good.
Yeah. You know what? I'm feeling stronger than ever. I'm feeling like I could leap great bounds in a single jump
Andrew,
shoot webs from my hands.
Andrew, you're going to be a character in Fallout.
I'm going to be Shrimp Man.
He's going to be, yeah, like Shrimp Linguini Man.
He's going to get the little antenna.
Your spine turns to poop.
What's so funny is that they were on sale both times, and now I'm like, I wonder why.
They're like, we gotta
get rid of
shrimp.
These because some bad news is coming.
We gotta unload the ghoul shrimp.
Great reference.
President Trump suggested yesterday that he's not doing well when it comes to his chances of getting into heaven, but he thinks that it'll help him if he can broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine.
Our country's so stupid, man. Sorry.
Speaking of the president, Jack White says that President Trump has turned the Oval Office into, quote, a vulgar, gold-leafed and gaudy professional wrestler's dressing room.
The gold is a little...
It's a little much.
Like, I hesitate to say anything because if you say something, it's Trump derangement syndrome. But if you look at the before and after pictures, it's like, there's a lot of gold now.
Yeah. Who asked
it's
Jack
not
White?
My taste.
I mean, it's... I don't know. This is my taste in politics and politicians. They should be acting and being treated like public servants. We got to stop making it like they're special
because like
they're not special. Or
I agree.
I don't know if you're a senator. You know what? If your name's Mitch, I'm going to call you Mitch. I'm not going to be like Mr. Senator because you're not a special person. You're a public servant. That's what the job should be.
If all 8 billion people on the planet played a single elimination rock paper scissors tournament, how many consecutive games would you have to win to be the champion of the world?
A million.
50?
33.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be close. Low because that's kind of how the like single elimination Swiss rounds tend to like. Well, I guess not Swiss. It'd be single elimination rounds would work because you know 7 billion people are going to get knocked out in the first round.
Right. I love when he gets something kind of right, and then he just goes off on
it. Well, I guess it'd be 4 billion people get knocked out in the first round, right? And then 2 billion people get knocked out in the second, and then...
Alice Cooper once babysat Keanu Reeves when he was 6 years old.
Aww.
That's cute.
That always reminds me. My mom babysat John Malkovich.
That's crazy.
I wonder if he talked like that back then.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Francis. Could I have a cookie?
I'd like ice cream for dinner.
He's great, by the way. I think he's awesome.
Me too.
Yeah, his grandpa and my grandpa were best friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cute.
He used to come visit, not John, but his grandpa would come. He had one leg. We called him Grandpa One Leg.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think he should put you in a movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait till he hears about Grandpa One Leg.
Smart
hey, that's the movie, Grandpa One Leg.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.